something bothering you? Need some advice? You've come to the wrong place. But since you're here, it's time for the Really Bad Advice Podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ari, your host for this edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. I'll be joined right away by two of our really bad advice givers, but before we do that, let me just get something out of the way. None of us are professional advice givers. If you take our advice and bad things happen, that's on you. It's not on us. Don't call lawyers. Don't call mums and dads. Don't sick your great Aunt Nessie on us. Okay? You get into trouble, you own it. All right. We've moved on. The lawyers are kind of happy. Let me introduce you to our experts. Hello, Lee.
Hello, Ari.
Hello, Tim.
Hi.
Perfect. So we have today's question for you. The question comes from things that we overhear on the bus when we're walking down the street, stuff that pops into our head, things that listeners send in. And here's the question, a pet-related question today, gentlemen. How do I stop my cat from scratching the furniture and ruining my home decor? So a little pet management. Tim, we'll start with you.
Well, I live in a house with two cats. So what I find is a remarkably effective strategy for dealing with scratching cats is I got a power washer. And as soon as they go, just a quick blast, takes a little bit of hair off the tops of their heads. Or rolled up newspaper is just fantastic. If you just beat the living daylights out of a cat, it's the Pavlovian response. Right, you hit them enough times with a and the weekend edition, like the Sunday with the full crossword and everything, just start going to town, and they'll try and escape for a bit, but if you hold them with one hand and just keep going with the other, eventually, you'll have an emotionally stunted cat that is terrified of newspapers, so and power washers.
Okay, Lee.
I also live in a household with two cats, and it wasn't my choice. I don't know if it was Tim's either. Had something to do with
my partner. Oh, I'm the cat person. It's the dog.
Oh, you're the cat person.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, it seems you have a real strong, affectionate love for them. So, you know, the way things are now, like when I first got together with my wife, I'm just like, why don't people, you declaw the cat, right? You take away the front claws and then they don't. But that's horrible. You can't do that, right? Because that deprives the animal of its only defense mechanism, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I had discussion. I was naive. I didn't know. That's mean. And really, if you think about it, they couldn't defend themselves against Sparky the dog, et cetera. So I just took the idea and I just reversed it. So I've declawed my furniture. I've removed the fabric about 6 inches up on all of my furniture and just removed it and declawed it. So that there's actually nothing there for the cat to grasp. And that way it's environmentally friendly to the cat. And, you know, it's a small fashion sacrifice for the furniture. But, you know.
You just gave me a great idea. What you should do is take a bunch of matchsticks, cut the ends off, glue them to the cat's fingers, and just put sandpaper on all the things. And then they will start, like, again, we're back to Pavlov. He had the right idea.
So I'm really lucky that we've had this. I had a great great grandfather who really understood animal
behavior.
We all
did.
No, but he understood animal behavior. Okay, and so he has passed down from generation to generation the ultimate pet control tool, and it's called a muzzle loader. It's an old black powder muzzle loader.
Yeah,
and we just when the cat gets close to the couch, you load the pod, you put the wadding in, you get the black powder in, you light the little fuse, and boom. Okay, you may not hit the cat, but the cat, like the furniture just gets destroyed anyways, so you can't blame the cat. It works out really well.
Yeah, 410 shell full of salt would be good too. I like that's a good plan.
Except with this new sort of, with gun regulations, it's hard to get shotguns and shells, but the muzzle loaders are grandfathered in.
Right.
So you're
and highly inaccurate, so you're never going to hit the cat, even at close range.
Well, you might get two of the nine lives, but...
Yeah, I mean, okay. If you really like cats, yeah, you don't need furniture.
That was fantastic. Yeah, yeah,
that was a fair amount of animal abuse.
Yeah, weapons. Yeah, that's a good one.
Or I mean, you could not have furniture, right? If you really identify with
just sit on the floor. That'll
yeah,
that'll
sit
learn
on the floor and nuzzle your cat.
You know, sometimes we drag the episodes out, and sometimes they hit a natural conclusion really quickly. So Tim, Lee, any last thoughts on this one?
No, the fun part about doing this show is that even though I've got great advice, I'm getting even better advice. You know,
but I'm just going to say
the firearms. Just tell your neighbors you have fireworks. You're a big fan of New Year's. Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah,
all I'm going to say, Ari, is this episode has been the cat's meow.
Well, perfect. And I'm glad we could all bang it out together. Perfect. So it was really good.
Careful now.
Way too many puns that were beaten. All right. So we've skinned this dead cat enough. Tim, Lee, thank you so much.
No problem.
You bet.
On behalf of Andrew, our technical producer in the background, who's going to somehow make this work, I'm Ari, your host for this edition. If you have a question for our experts, just send it through our website, reallybadadvice.ca. You can send it on our contact form. You could actually record your voice and send us a question, and we'll use it on air. So thanks again for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast.
That was the best advice we could come up with. Check back next week for another episode of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. And thanks for listening.